Hare Krishna. Don't go through the motions, go through to the emotions. To go through the motions means somebody just does something perfunctorily for the sake of doing it without putting one's heart into it. Now, many times when people are not enthusiastic about something, they go through the motions. So don't go through the motions means do something wholeheartedly. Invest yourself, invest your thought, invest your emotions into doing something. So the process of bhakti, it is easy to go through the motions. Why? Because there are many standard practices such as chanting the holy names, bowing down to the deities and doing various limbs of devotional service. There are many standard practices that we normally do. And if we strive to do those activities, we may end up making those activities mechanical, ritualistic. And when we do them ritualistically, then we're just going through the motions. When we go through the motions, we get no pleasure. We don't get really much pleasure. Because in bhakti, we need to go through to the emotions. Not just go through the motions, but go through to the emotions. Go through to the emotions means that there are often many devotional activities, we may not feel any devotional emotions immediately. But if you keep doing the activity, there is an initial covering of ignorance which prevents us from sensing any higher pleasure. But as we keep persistently doing the activity, then gradually we start experiencing pleasure. Just as in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, in the 18th chapter, 37th text, he says that yattadagre visham iva pariname amritopamam tat sukham satvikam proktam atma buddhi prasadajam. Yattadagre visham iva, he says, that which tastes like poison in the beginning, pariname amritopamam, but which looks like nectar in the end, tat sukham satvikam proktam, that is happiness in the mode of goodness, atma buddhi prasadajam, and it is happiness which is going to be spiritually elevating. So here the important point is that initially there is poison and later there is nectar. While this is happiness in the mode of goodness, it is also reflective of the nature of spiritual happiness. Sometimes there is an initial poison that we have to tolerate and penetrate. So now if we're just going through the motions, just doing the activities for the sake of doing the activities, then our consciousness stays stuck at the surface material level, and that we are just going through the motions, so we just get caught in the initial poison, get trapped, stopped and trapped by the initial poison, and we start finding devotional activities boring at best and burdensome at worst. Even they can appear, when will I get this over with? And why do I need to do this? Just let me give it up. This kind of thoughts can also come in our mind. So instead of just going through the emotions, we need to go through to the emotions. Go through to the emotions means that we need to actually practice bhakti diligently. And we try to, for example, when we go before the deities, we may not immediately feel any emotion, but we try to recite some prayers. We try to remember, this is the same Krishna who saved Draupadi when she was in danger. This is the same Krishna who helped Arjuna on so many occasions in the battlefield. This is the same Krishna who showed the Vishwarup to Mother Yashoda. This is so whichever pastime of Krishna we relish the most, we think about that. And by thinking about that pastime and connecting the Krishna of that pastime with the Krishna which we are seeing in the deities, on the altar as the deities, we by connecting the two can feel our devotional emotions getting activated. And in this way we penetrate through the initial surface perception, and thus we go beyond we just don't go through the motions, rather we go through to the emotions, and we experience the supreme emotion of devotion that eternally fulfills our heart. Thank you. Hare Krishna.